Radio Prague News.
The organised crime squad of Czech police has arrested a group of police officers in South Moravia suspected of corruption and violent crime. Human rights activists are pushing for the removal of a controversial right-wing figure from a senior post at the Education Ministry. And the standoff continues between loggers and environmentalists trying to prevent the felling of bark beetle-infested trees in the Šumava National Park. The organised crime squad of Czech police arrested on Tuesday a group of police officers in southern Moravia suspected of corruption and violent crime. A spokesman for the unit said most of those detained during the raid in Brno were current and former employees of a police department dealing with economic crime. A former inspection officer of the Interior Ministry is among those detained. According to the news website Lidovky.cz, the group covered up major cases of economic crime in return for large sums of money. More arrests are expected to take place in the next few days. However, in view of the ongoing investigation, further details have not been disclosed. Czech human rights activists on Wednesday asked Prime Minister Petr Nečas and the leaders of the other two coalition parties to push for the removal of the controversial right-wing figure Ladislav Bátora from his post of Human Resources Director at the Education Ministry. In an open letter, members of the Czech Helsinki Committee, Amnesty International, Roma, IQ Roma Service and other organizations said Mr. Bátora was linked to racist and anti-Semitic groups and asked the officials to make sure right-wing extremists do not get jobs in state administration. Ladislav Bátora, who is a staunch opponent of multiculturalism, feminism and anti-discrimination, among other things, ran in 2006 for a seat in the lower house on the ballot of the extremist National Party. In April, he became an advisor to the Education Minister Jozef Dobeš from the Public Affairs Party, who earlier this month supported him the head of the ministry's Human Resources Department. Ladislav Bátora has rejected all accusations of racism and extremism. The standoff continued on Wednesday between loggers and environmentalists trying to prevent the felling of bark beetle-infested trees in the Šumava National Park. Up to 100 activists were expected to turn up in the area where the park management wants to fell hundreds of trees to prevent the spreading of the bark beetle. The environmentalists, who believe the trees should be left to decay naturally, have been trying to prevent logging in the area since the 15th of July. Meanwhile, around 100 local inhabitants gathered in the area on Wednesday to protest against the environmentalists and to show support for the park management. The Czech Republic paid nearly twice as much for Spanish-made CASA military transport aircraft as Portugal. The Czech daily Lidové noviny reported on Wednesday, quoting the British review The Military Balance. In 2009, the Czech army paid over $51 million for each of the four planes, while Portugal bought 12 CASA aircraft in 2008 for $27.1 million each. However, the final cost might be even higher, as the Czech authorities agreed to pay for three planes and exchanged a fourth for five Czech-made L-159 combat planes. In that case, the overall price of the deal would reach 3.5 billion crowns. The paper says that former Defense Ministry officials responsible for the deal, including then-Minister Vlasta Parkanova, refused to comment on the case. And finally, a brief look at the weather forecast. The next few days will be mostly overcast with occasional rain showers and storms. Daytime highs should range between 24 and 28 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and it's the end of the news.